in 10 years time, we are going to look back and say that Anthony Edwards was one of the greatest basketball players of our generation.
Writing the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Writing the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yes, you can. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks in a row, we are recording at 1 o'clock in the morning.
We are. Caleb, if you get one more closing shift and don't tell me until Monday or Sunday night, I may kill you.
Please put me out of my misery.
Dude, I'm quite frustrated today. I just want to go back to sleep.
So you don't want to record the podcast?
I do want to record the podcast, but I'm tired. But anyways,
tired of your bad attitude.
I'm tired of waking up at 1 a.m. because you don't realize that you have work Monday night until way too late.
I love
just
you.
Just tell me on Sunday so we can record. That's all I'm saying.
I love you.
I love you too, I guess. Anyways, so we switched it up how we did it last week. You wrote the football segment of the show, and then I wrote everything else, and we said we were going to do that from now on. So I'm going to let you take the floor, get us started with the football talk this week.
All right, y'all. Actually, and it's crazy to think about. We actually have a lot more football this week than you would think.
I know, it's wild.
So, to start it off, we actually have some leaked games before, like some of the leaked things that the NFL hasn't talked about yet that have come out in terms of playing locations out of the country, what weeks are when. It's the bigger events that we have. So let's just start it off with opening night of the 2025 NFL season. Opening night, you have Eagles Cowboys, divisional game, rivalry game. We found out that we're going to be having the Broncos versus Jets week six in London.
Oh, that's awesome.
We got Falcons and Colts week 10 in Berlin.
Hmm.
Commanders and Dolphins week 11 in Spain. Bears and Eagles on Black Friday.
I forgot they do the Black Friday game now.
Yeah. I'm going to skip ahead. We have week 16. It's a Saturday doubleheader with Eagles, Commanders, and Packers and Bears.
Hmm.
And then one that I'm very excited for, on Christmas Day, you have Broncos versus Chiefs.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game, dude.
I will say I don't like that the NFL plays on Christmas Day anymore because
I love it.
That's the NBA's day.
That pissed me off so bad.
It is.
It's not.
Look, the NFL has Thanksgiving. Let the NBA have Christmas.
I'm sorry, just as an NFL fan, just getting together on Christmas Day and after opening presents and getting to watch the football game, that's just a part of my life that I can't live without.
Well, you lived without it for what, 17 years? So
probably like 16 years.
But still, like,
but it's become such a tradition that I love it.
No, leave it alone. It's the NBA's day. Let the NBA have their day. You guys are take all the credit for the rest of the season. Like, let the NBA have their glory on Christmas Day. Let the players go home and be with their families.
Okay, fine.
Give the NBA their flowers.
All right, here we go. Ready? Caleb, add in some somber music here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a very heavy heart that I must announce that Derek Carr has announced his retirement from the NFL. And you really hate to see it because that, in my opinion, is one of, if not the most underrated quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, it's because he had one playoff win. But if you look at what he did with the Raiders and then all the shit that he got when he went to the Saints from the Saints fans and them showing him zero love, dude, I love Derek Carr.
Yeah, and you know what, Caleb? Switch from somber music to applause. Because give Derek Carr his credit, man. He had a great career. He didn't have the weapons. He didn't have the team around him to be able to succeed.
He only had one year with Devontae.
Yeah, man. And so, I mean, it sucks that he ended with one playoff win. Because Dak Prescott has the same amount right now. But But yeah, man, change it to applause because he deserves his flowers. Derek Carr, great career, man. Started it in Bakersfield. He's from Bakersfield. Went to Fresno State, an absolute legend at Fresno State. Walking in his brother's footsteps, then gets taken in the draft. Not as early as his brother, but had a long, successful career, something that his brother was never able to get, unfortunately.
Amen.
So do applause for Derek
Yes,
Carr.
for sure. Absolutely. What did I write? Jackson Dart has a perfect 100 on the what list? SP, SP,
SPS, something like that.
SPS. It's like success performance score or something like that. It's basically some bullshit test that basically says if you're going to be a successful quarterback or a successful player in the NFL. I think it's BS. Because I don't think Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson all got 100s on that thing. But
Well,
the
you
fact
also
that
have to think about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen don't have Super Bowl rings yet.
that's
Just
true.
saying.
That's true. But I mean, look, the thing with like he got 100 on like running the ball. You mean to tell me that Jackson Dart got 100, but Lamar Jackson didn't?
You know
Or
what?
Josh Allen, for that matter.
This is something that I can't talk to you too much on because I need to take your advice on Jackson Dart and just shut up and watch some football because
Yeah.
I haven't watched enough Jackson Dart to know what his ceiling is or what his floor is. Like, I didn't get to watch him very much, and
Absolutely.
so I can't speak too much on this topic.
And look, I'm not gonna lie, Jackson Dart looks phenomenal. Like, he looks great. He's doing fantastic, but I just find it hard to believe that he got running the ball better over Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. He got arm strength. I don't even think Jackson Dart has the best arm in this draft. And so that's just crazy to think about. I think it's just propaganda BS. All right. Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders is outperforming the shit out of Dylan Gabriel. Shedeur Sanders is looking great right now, in the Browns. He's fitting in, after I think what you were saying about the NFL making an example out of him, I think it worked for him because as you can tell, since he got drafted, he has been very quiet and very to himself. And he's just
For
playing really
sure.
good football. And he, the one thing that he said that, yeah, people are going to call it cocky, but I actually really respect it, is he said, "I'm not trying to prove people wrong. I'm trying to prove myself right." And I liked that.
But I didn't like when he came out and said he's the next Tom Brady. He's gonna have a career as good as Tom Brady.
No, that's
Tom Brady
bullshit.
has 7 Super Bowl rings. You can't even put yourself in the same conversation as Tom Brady
No.
until you've taken a snap in the NFL.
I thought Bo Nix was the greatest quarterback ever of all time.
Bo Nix is the greatest quarterback of all time. But no, seriously, you can't put yourself in the same conversation as Tom Brady before you've taken a snap outside of rookie camp.
Absolutely.
Like, humble yourself, dude. You
Exactly.
haven't done anything yet.
Exactly. Another thing coming out of the Giants. The New York Giants are having Abdul Carter learn all five positions of the D-line. So they're looking to have him play everywhere.
I mean, you might as well get him experience everywhere. Then you can put him wherever you need him. If someone gets hurt, he can go anywhere. So,
Except he's
I
not going
mean,
to take LT's number.
no, that was dumb. And then he tried to get another retired number. Like, dude,
Yeah.
just be yourself. Do you
Yeah.
not think you're good enough to get your own number retired?
He's not.
Like, exactly.
I don't know if we talked about this in the last episode. I don't think we did, but George Pickens is a cowboy. George Pickens is a cowboy. I don't know how to feel about it because I don't like George Pickens. I think he's an asshole in the locker room. I think he's going to be the next Antonio Brown. But, I can't complain when we have one of the best wide receivers in the league on our team now. So, you know what I mean? It's not that bad.
Too bad your
And then,
quarterback's shitty.
okay. Enjoy your sophomore slump, bro. And lastly, which is a shocker, the Chargers are possibly looking into bringing back Keenan Allen. The Chargers might
Interesting.
want Keenan Allen back. And I don't think that's a, can you imagine Keenan Allen and Ladd McConkey?
That's dirty, bro.
That's kind of filthy. But yeah, we had a lot of football, but that is it for football as of right now.
That was a lot of football, man. This is going to be a long episode.
Yeah.
Because it's not even football season and you're writing way too much football. This isn't just a football podcast, Caleb.
Well, you're about to talk baseball and NBA.
Yeah. But those two are in season and have less news than that.
Okay,
Just
well,
saying.
just saying, man.
Okay. Anyways, so moving into the baseball stuff. So have you been keeping up with the whole Rafael Devers situation?
No.
So Rafael Devers, was a third baseman for, or I guess he still plays for the Red Sox, but got drafted as a third baseman with the Red Sox, came up as a third baseman, all that. He signed a big contract with the Red Sox to stay with them pretty much for the rest of his career. And when he did that, he was promised by the owner that he would be the third baseman. And then this past offseason, they went out and signed Alex Bregman
Ooh, that's a
and
blow.
played Bregman at third. I don't think that was a bad decision because Rafael Devers was one of the worst defensive third basemen in the league. So they moved him to DH, which is fine. Now, their first baseman got hurt and they're asking him to play first base, not just DH, and he's refusing to.
Well, they already burnt that bridge.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm torn. I wanted to talk about this because, like, in my eyes, I see where he's coming from. He's all, oh, you guys told me I'd be the third baseman, and then you told me I would just be the DH. But at the same time, he wasn't performing as the third baseman. When you don't perform, you lose your job. And so he lost his job as third baseman. Now they need him to step up and take a leadership role as a veteran on that team to play a position that maybe he's never played before. But as a first baseman, I can honestly say it's one of the easiest positions on the field. Anybody could play it. He needs to step up and take this position. And I understand why he's frustrated with the owners, but he's getting paid $300 million to play a kid's game.
Yeah, get over it.
Like, step up, do your job, go play first base. So, I don't know. What do you think, Caleb?
I mean, I 100% agree that when you don't perform well, you lose your job. And I do think it's a little whiny of him to kind of take that stand against the owner, but at the same time, kind of a dick move from the owner.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like we said, I think it's more important. I think it's a lot more important that he wasn't playing well and he got replaced than just the owner being a dick. I think the owner has every right to do that, and I think that was the right decision. And I think, like you said, you're getting paid $300 million to play a kid's game. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up and
Yeah.
play. And if you don't want to
Anyways.
play, great, don't.
Yeah. Anyways, a couple more baseball things. A couple of firings happened this past week.
Ooh,
The
Dave Roberts,
Pirate
please. Oh.
The Pirates fired their manager Derek Jeter, relieved him of his duties.
That's a respectful way of saying get out.
Yeah, fired their manager Derek Sheldon. And I want to talk about, is it his fault? In my opinion, no. When you give, they have, what's the expression? If they give you lemons, make lemonade or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, they gave him a
When
pile
life
of
gets you
dog.
down, when life gets you down, make a comforter.
Yeah, well, they gave him a pile of dog crap and expected him to make lemonade.
Yeah.
Like, they've got Paul Skenes, they've got Brian Reynolds, they've got O'Neill Cruz, and that's about it. And so, I mean, it's hard to blame Derek Sheldon for the shithole that is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy. Obviously, you have to this you have to blame someone, I guess. And it sucks that he's the one who took the blame. But he got canned. And yeah, I feel bad for him, man. I think a bench coach or the third base coach is taking over as the new head coach, but it's the Pirates. Nobody really cares who's the interim
Yeah,
head
nobody
coach.
cares. They only care about one real. I mean, yeah, they got three solid dudes, but everybody only really cares about one guy on the Pirates.
Yeah. And
It's
his
Paul
wife.
Skenes.
And his, not wife, girlfriend is
Yeah.
smoking hot.
Yeah, that's very true. My bad, you listen to this episode.
She won't listen. Let's be real. She's not
Has
gonna
to get to
listen.
the football part first.
Another firing that happened this past week in the MLB. The Rockies fire manager Bud Black after 9 seasons as a head coach. And the last one I asked, Was it his fault? This one, I'm saying definitely not his fault. The Colorado Rockies have a crap hole as their front office. They haven't signed anybody except Chris Bryant, who has proven himself to be garbage in the past few years. I mean, they are giving him absolutely nothing to work with. And I mean, I feel bad for the guy. Bud Black, he's a decent manager. He's been, like I said, he's been there for 9 seasons, and it sucks that this is how he goes out, is that the team is doing bad because there's no talent on that team, and he gets blamed for it. And so Bud Black, I'm sorry, but he got canned as well.
Yeah, I mean that's you hate to see it, man.
Yes. But honestly, one of the most shocking parts about this Bud Black firing was that it came after a win. They have 7 wins on the season, and it came after one of them. So,
Yeah. But also they were on the receiving end of the largest shutout in MLB history since 1883.
yeah, in modern MLB history. Yeah, I was actually going to talk about that because last week you were talking a lot of crap about the Giants losing one game to the Rockies. And so the Padres beat the Rockies 21 to nothing on Saturday. That's a football score.
They beat him by three tutties, dude.
Yeah, they beat them 21 to nothing on Saturday. And then on Sunday, lost to the shithole Colorado Rockies 9 to 3.
Yeah.
At least the Giants only lost to them 7-6. That's all I'm going to say is you talked crap and it came back and bit you in the ass. But
I'm finally gonna say it. This team has the potential to break my heart.
but dude, how do you win 21 nothing and then come back and lose the next day 9-3 against the Colorado Rockies?
I'm cool with them losing that game. They had nothing to prove.
I just don't get it, man. They suck. The Rockies and the Padres, they both suck. And
Relax.
you suck too. Screw the Cowboys.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Can I say something about baseball really quick?
Sure.
So I made a bet today.
Oh no. Your ball knowledge isn't good enough to be making bets.
No, I made a bet. It's not about that. A friend of mine, we made a bet that if the Dodgers get knocked out of the playoffs before the Padres do, she has to post a photo in a Padres jersey and tag me, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Manny Machado. And vice versa, if the Padres get knocked out of the playoffs before the Dodgers do, then I have to post in a Dodgers jersey, tag her, Mookie Betts, and Shohei Ohtani.
Interesting. Which friend is this?
It was
You
Ellie
know?
Hendrickson.
Oh. Huh.
So
Belle's not like famous or anything, so it doesn't matter if she
I
tags him.
really hope. Ooh, I really hope I don't have to take that photo.
I hope you do, honestly, that'd be
Oh, I
very
hope I don't have to
funny.
take that photo. That's gonna be me riding the bench Instagram profile picture.
I hope the Padres get knocked out in the wild card and the Giants knock out the Dodgers in the divisional round.
Damn.
That's my hot take for this week. That's what's gonna happen in the
No,
postseason.
that team's gonna break your heart, dude.
That team is gonna break my heart. But as long
Watch them miss playoffs.
that would suck, and I know it's gonna happen too. Damn it, I hate baseball. Moving on.
Moving on.
Let's talk about some basketball.
Okay, I'm so excited.
So, I'm not.
Or not excited for us, but there's a lot going
Caleb,
on.
cue the samba music.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Warriors are down 3-1
With a hurt Steph Curry.
with the hurt Steph Curry. He got hurt in game one. Might not be back till game six if they even make it to game six. And so it's not looking good for our boys. But
Do you think they make him play in game five?
I don't think they'll make him do
Or
anything.
do you think if he wants to play, you think they'll play him in game five?
I think so. Because, I mean, the team, it's just another team when Curry's on the court. Even if he's not at 100%, just the confidence of the ball movement and the way the team plays, it's just a whole other team when Curry's on the court. And
Yeah.
so.
We got shit on today, dude. I was watching the game at the end of it, the Wolves were basically throwing the ball out of bounds to give the ball back to the Warriors. It was charity.
Yeah, I don't.
We just got shit on.
I saw that they were up at halftime and I got my hopes up, and I'm like, yeah, no, this isn't gonna work out, man. It sucks. It sucks. Curry going down is a big deal. But yeah, it's rough. Anyways, another key player hurt. The Celtics are now down 3-1 to the Knicks, and it looks like Jason Tatum may have torn his Achilles,
Which is awful.
which is awful. That
And
sucks,
look,
man.
I don't like the Boston Celtics, but I will give Jason Tatum his flowers because I think he's a phenomenal basketball player. And I'm sure by now everybody has seen the video of him in the hall in the tunnel after the game getting taken out in the wheelchair, just bawling his eyeballs out.
Yeah, man.
You really hate to see that.
I mean, because this team is good. We'll get into some more Celtics talk in hot takes. But yeah, man, Jason Tatum is a great player, and you really just hate to see someone like that get hurt.
Yeah.
So,
But still, I hate you, Celtics.
In the other Eastern Conference series, the Pacers are up 3-1 on the Cavs, which is kind of shocking. I was expecting the Cavs to kind of go in there, beat them up a little bit, but I mean, Tyrese Halliburton's a dog, man.
Yeah.
And so the Pacers have a 3-1 lead there, and we said it was going to be a fun series to watch. OKC and Denver are tied at 2-2 in the series.
Yeah,
That's a good series,
they're
man.
thugging it out too, dude. They're balling.
I mean, SGA and Jokic, man. It's a fun series to watch, man. Those two good teams going up against each other.
Yeah, that's what you want to
Who,
watch.
honestly, if they weren't playing each other, would be my pick to be the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In that series, I'm definitely rooting for OKC. I like SGA. I like Josh Giddey. So, oh, Josh Giddey's not there anymore. Never mind. But anyways, I know we've never talked about this before, but I thought it was interesting because it's the one horse race that people actually care about. So we aren't horse racing fans or anything. I've been to a horse race one time for a scholarship event that I got had to go to or whatever, which I was extremely grateful for.
I remember
But
that.
Junior Alvarado, who was the jockey on the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, was fined $62,000 because he whipped his horse too many times. So in horse racing, they're only allowed to whip the horse six times, and he went two over, so he whipped him eight times, or her, I don't know,
And
but
$62,000.
and was fined $62,000 for it. But I just find it interesting because this is like one of the most historic horse races of all time, one of the most
Yeah.
historic sporting events of all time. And then you have something like this coming up, man. It's interesting. And I'm shocked it isn't being talked about more.
Yeah.
Is it cheating?
It's weird how there's a limit on how much you can whip your horse. I don't know if anybody knows this, Jacob. I don't even know if you know this. I used to rodeo, and I used to whip the shit out of my horse. I mean, I used to whip him hard. I know it sounds like animal abuse, but just so you guys know, horses don't really have feeling in their body.
That's never
But
mind.
that is
But
wild.
yeah, I didn't know. Like, I don't know the rules of horse racing or anything like that. But I saw that. I'm like, that's interesting. Houston Astros. But yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. I don't like how the Kentucky Derby has become a influencer fest.
Yeah.
Like, did you notice that? Like, every influencer and their mama was there this year.
It's also
And
just a
so,
bunch of people with gambling addictions going to watch horses run in a circle.
yeah, but also I was hyped because when I went to my horse race, I won $40.
Wow.
So I'm a big horse racing fan.
Yeah, I can tell.
New Zoom?
Huh? Yeah.
New
Oh, hold
Zoom?
on, wait. I just want to throw this out of the air really quick. I don't think this is really a hot take, and I think it's really just the main. I mean, he is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that's Anthony Edwards. But I'm telling you, man, you guys can say it's crazy, Some people think he's the best. Some people think he's not that great. I'm telling you right now, in 10 years' time, we are going to look back and say that Anthony Edwards was one of the greatest basketball players of our generation. I think this guy is going to make waves in the NBA. Just, I mean, he's so young and he's so freaking explosive, dude. I mean, of course we're in the series right now and I hate to say it, but dude, he is so much fun to watch. He is so much fun to watch, and I hate to admit it, but Anthony Edwards is something special.
I mean, I think it's too early to tell in his career to say he's going to be one of the greatest players of our generation. I mean, we've had some great players of the in this generation.
I know.
So
There's my hot take.
I think it's just early, and so I can't say I agree with that take.
Yeah.
I think
But you have to admit he's out of his mind.
he's good. Yeah, he's a great
He's
player.
cracked.
He's a great player, and I hate it right now because he's taking down my Warriors
Yeah.
pretty heavy-handedly.
Yeah.
So, but to say he's going to be one of the greatest players in the of our generation, I'm just going to say it's too soon. Too soon to tell. I'm not going to
Yeah.
say he doesn't have the potential. It's just too soon to tell.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, on to the draft.
Yes, our draft. So this week, I think I kind of cooked with this. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think you did too.
I was proud of this draft idea. But this week's draft is the least intimidating sports team names. So it doesn't have to be real. I do want to clarify that. It does not have to be a real name. You can make one up. But there are plenty of real ones
All of mine are
as
real.
well. I think most of mine are going to be real too, if not all of them. And so,
Who gets the first pick? You had the first pick last week, huh?
I had the first pick last week, and so you get the first pick this week, Caleb. Who are you taking in the least intimidating sports team
So
names?
I know you said you're going minor league baseball. My first pick is actually minor league baseball.
Oh, don't take it. There's one that I want so bad.
Give me the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
That's a good one. That wasn't the first one that I was thinking of, but that's a good one.
Dude, that's such a stupid name.
It is a stupid name. And for those of you that don't know, the Trash Pandas, that's their mascot's a raccoon. It's so dumb. It's such a dumb name. But I don't think it's as dumb as this one. I'm also going to go with minor league
Don't
baseball.
say it because I really want it.
Give me the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Oh, thank God you didn't dig it.
This is going to be a good draft.
Okay. Ready for my second pick? Give me the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
That one was going to be one of mine.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna laugh my way through this.
What are these names? Don't get me wrong, that one's really good. But is it better than the Burlington Sock Puppets?
it's not. Oh my God. But is it better with my third pick than a team that I've actually had a lot of, that I've gotten to spend a lot of time with? Give me the Modesto
Yep.
Nuts. Dude, you mean to tell me your team name is the Nuts? The
Yeah.
Modesto Testicles.
Yeah. That's wild.
Oh, God.
I need to write that down.
Okay.
I think I'm also gonna go with the food here. And the only thing that's intimidating about it is that it's a little fill-in. I'm gonna go with the Montgomery Biscuits.
Oh, damn it. Who's their affiliate? Aren't they the Marlins? Or no, not the Marlins, the Rays.
I think so. I think that's what it is.
All right.
You get the f this is your fourth pick, so you have two more picks.
It's my fourth pick. A team that I think is such a cute name. Give me the Utah Jazz.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm also gonna go mainstream here, and my brother might be a little bit mad about this, but when you really sit down and think about it, when you say, "Oh, I'm playing the Ducks this weekend," that's not very intimidating. So I'm gonna take
No.
the Ducks, the Oregon
All right,
Ducks.
with my last pick, give me the AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Established in 1983. So some jackass in 1983 came up with this. Give me the Hartford Yard Goats.
That's such an awesome name, dude. You try to tell me goats aren't scary when they put their heads out and just run at you full speed? That's terrifying.
Not yard goats.
We could agree to disagree on that one, because goats are terrifying.
We have to do another draft somewhere down the road where we should do the most intimidating sports names.
We should. We should.
But the yard goats?
Yeah.
Like, that's not scary. Like, the Rams. Like, the Rams are scary.
No, yeah, it's not necessarily scary, but it's not intimidating. Like, I don't know.
Oh.
There's a couple I could go with here. I mean, you have the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. That's a good one. The AAA affiliate of the Padres, the El Paso Chihuahuas. The Richmond Flying Squirrels. The Corn Belters. But I'm gonna have to go mainstream again, and I'm gonna have to go with the bananas, the Savannah
The
Bananas.
Savannah Bananas. Damn, I didn't even think about that.
Not
My
scary
honorable
at
mention
all.
is the White Sox.
Yeah, and the Red Sox.
And the
They
Red
both
Sox.
deserve honorable mentions.
That is so stupid. Like, that is so unbelievably dumb. Also, I'm gonna add this just because I completely forgot about it and I think it's funny. I looked in my pocket right now and I found this napkin. Our bartender gave this to me today and said that somebody left them or left her their phone number. And she has a very ripped boyfriend who's in the CHP. So I asked if I could take the napkin. So next time me and you are together, I'm gonna call the number and I'm gonna say, "Hey, I'm the bartender that you offered to." I'm gonna say, "Hey, I'm that bartender. You trying to link up?"
That's crazy.
Because she's like 5'4". I just had to add that.
Yeah, some other honorable mentions. The New Orleans Baby Cakes.
The baby cakes.
The Sugar Land Space Cowboys.
Oh, damn. That's actually my favorite minor league name.
That's a good one. It just rolls off the tongue well.
The Denver Broncos.
It's scary when you got that no-fly zone breathing down your neck. Some alternate identities that deserve honorable mentions: the San Jose Churros. This one's actually extremely terrifying, but I still want to mention it. The Flying Chanclas. There's
Damn.
nothing. I mean, I'm not
As
Mexican.
somebody who grew up in a Mexican household with a very Mexican grandmother, that's scary, dude.
Yeah.
That'll strike fear into you. What about the Binghamton Rumble Ponies?
Yeah, that's
The
another good one.
AA affiliate of the Mets. I mean, the list goes on.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
That's
I actually have a Jumbo Shrimp hat. I'm
the
gonna wear it on
story.
the
That's
next
the story
episode.
of your life, dude.
Yeah, man, there are a lot of
I mean,
not scary
like,
names.
it literally, the list goes on. I think that these minor league teams just take mushrooms and just giggle in a meeting room for an hour and a half and go, "You know what would be funny?"
Yeah, I mean, I'm just scrolling through. I'm seeing a bunch of
You imagine? They're all just sitting there going, "What if we call ourselves the Thunder Puppies?" Wait, I might be onto something. Thunder Puppies? All right, I mean, we could go on and on. We gotta
yeah,
move on.
we can do this all day.
The Wichita Wingnuts.
The Carolina Disco Tokies. But anyways, we're gonna move on to another weekly segment on this podcast, Hot Takes.
Hot takes.
So, hot takes. We post on our Instagram every week asking for your guys' hot takes, hottest sports takes. And this week we had a few submissions. The first one comes in from Brandon Gorgeous on Instagram. He says the New York Giants have a slight chance at a wild card this season.
I 100% agree.
I don't know. I think the quarterback position is weak for them.
I think they have a chance at a wild card round if they start Russell Wilson. I know that sounds crazy, but
He's their only chance, in my opinion.
yeah.
Or, I mean, Jameis Winston, maybe.
No, not a
But,
chance.
I
He's
mean,
not getting any team to the playoffs.
that's my bias, though. I love Jameis Winston. He may be my favorite quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, of course.
Besides Bo Nix, but he may be my favorite quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, and Zach
Dak
Wilson.
Prescott. Oh.
No, Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's my hero.
Oh.
MILF Hunter.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I think if they start Russell Wilson, they have a decent chance. But if they go with anyone else, it's going to be a rough season for them. Except maybe Tommy DeVito, the
No.
Italian brother. I know,
No,
I'm
Tommy
joking.
DeVito's dog shit.
I know, I was joking.
But I'm telling you, if anything's gonna get the New York Giants to the damn wild card round, it's that defense, dude. That D line is filth.
Yeah. This next, whoa, stroke.
Holy
It was bound to
stroke.
happen
It was
eventually.
about to happen.
Happens at least once an
Your
episode.
stroke should be a weekly segment.
Jacob's jokes. We haven't done a fun fact in a while either.
Ooh.
But I don't have one this week.
This is
So.
the holy shit, it just hit me. This is the 17th episode of Right on the Bench. So this is the 17th episode in a row that Jacob has had a stroke. That's our fun fact.
There we go. There we go. And we have 16 more episodes than Dak Prescott has playoff wins.
Damn, that's wild. Wow.
Our next hot take comes in from Corbin Diaz on Instagram. He got a shout out last week because we were talking crap about his Celtics. But he says, as a Celtics fan, Jaylen Brown needs to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Without a doubt.
yeah, he's bringing.
I don't know if that's really a hot take.
Yeah, I think the reason it's a hot take is because he's a Celtics fan,
Oh,
and
yeah.
people think he's a good player. I mean, and he is a good player, but he just hasn't been playing up to the potential, and so I feel like if they keep holding on to him, he's going to keep dragging that team down. Obviously, they need him now with Jason Tatum hurt. They need
Yeah.
him to step up, but
I mean,
I
yeah,
mean,
that is really only a hot take because he's a Celtics fan.
yeah.
Like everybody else already knew this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you ever say something that's like really cool and then 15 minutes later that one stupid friend brings it back up and you're like, "Bro, I just said that."
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
I
that's
do that.
you.
I do that.
But like that's who sent that in, Corbin?
Corbin, yeah.
Yeah, Corbin. Catch up, dog. This is, I love you. Thanks for listening, but brother, we've been known this.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for listening to the show, though.
Yes, we appreciate it. We appreciate all our listeners. All four of them. Our last hot take for this week also comes in from Brandon Gorgeous. He came in clutch this week with the hot takes. He says the Padres and Giants can give the Dodgers a run from the for their money come the postseason.
I disagree. I think the San Diego Padres can give the Dodgers a run for their money.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The Giants and animals, dude. That's a fun bunch. They're good. They're talented. They keep on saying it. The Giants are good, man.
Yeah, but the Giants break down.
Yeah. But at the same time, like their last playoff run in 2021 got ended on a shitty call.
That's
Can you
true.
admit that? The check
That's yep.
swing, he did not go. Like, I mean, all the momentum got ended on that crappy call. But I mean, this team's good, dude. Like when you sit back and look at the lineup, the team's good all the way through. You got Jung-Hoo Lee, Elliot Ramos, Matt Chapman, Willy Adames, Mike Yastrzemski. I mean, the list goes on and on. Wilmer Flores is on fire.
Dude, freaking Willie, a dumbass, dude.
Dude, I mean, this team is good.
The
The
team is
pitching is
good.
solid. Hayden Birdsong out of the bullpen. Camilo Doval got optioned to AAA, but he's been getting back a little bit. Tyler Rogers is a fart face. I can't stand that guy. But you got Logan Webb. When Kyle Harrison gets back to his form, or gets into his form, Jordan Hicks. Like, dude, this team keeps going on and on and on, and they're so damn good, and they're so gonna break my freaking
They're
heart,
gonna
man.
break your heart because the thing is, like, it's a shine. Like, the Giants right now are a shiny new car, and you think it's perfect until you're like, holy shit, I should have had an oil change like yesterday.
Yeah, until you're like, holy shit, the windows don't roll down.
Nobody will get that joke. Jacob's windows don't roll down in his
Yeah,
car.
my car is great, except the windows don't roll down.
I don't know if I'd call it great.
I love my car.
Well,
My
yeah,
car
your
runs
car
great.
is a staple of you. When I think Jacob Fagundes, I think of your car.
But my car is great. It runs great.
Yeah, is that bad that, like, when I think, like, when your name pops into my head, your car pops into my head?
No, I feel like that's not a bad thing. Except my car is not like the coolest car. I have a
It's not.
red Dodge Journey. I drive a mom car. But hey, a car is a car. It
And it's
was free.
old,
It was a
too.
hand-me-down. It's not that old. It's a 2015. It's not that
That's a
old.
10-year-old car, dude.
Oh crap, that is 10 years old. That's crazy.
Damn, 2015 was 10 years ago.
Damn. Damn, that's crazy. The Broncos Super Bowl was 10 years ago. When
Wow.
was the last Cowboys Super Bowl? 88?
1996.
96, that's what it was. Yeah, 88 was the Dodgers before 2020,
Yeah.
before the Mickey Mouse. Anyways, we are gonna move on to Start Bench Cut. Another segment that I absolutely cooked on this week. I was sitting there and I'm like, what are we going to do if we start bench cut? Because I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be vulnerable here for a minute. Start bench cut is one of the hardest segments to write on this
I think
episode.
it's the hardest segment to write.
I think, like, I mean, it's hard to write. It's because, I mean, finding three things that are comparable. Today I sat down and I thought for a couple of minutes and I'm like, I've got something.
That's how much effort we put in, by the way, guys. Yeah,
And
we
it's
sat
good.
there for a couple minutes and ate our pizza, and we're like, you know what I think would be cool? That's
No,
how
but
much effort we do.
I think I did good with this one. So for those of you new listeners, all none of you, Start Bench Cut is a weekly segment on this episode where I will give us three players, three teams, three situations in this case, and you have to start one, bench one, and cut one.
Yeah, also what Jacob normally says that he didn't say, when you hear Star Bench Cut, that's how you know we're getting to the end of our show.
Yes, I didn't know how I was going to fit it in there, but thank you for throwing it in.
You're welcome.
But this week's Start Bench Cut is sports single game situations. So I don't know if you.
I didn't even read them.
Oh, you didn't even read it, so you're going to be pleasantly
I
surprised by
just
this
read the
team.
draft.
So Start Bench Cut this week. Hitting for the cycle in an MLB game.
Ooh. Wait, let me write these down.
So you have hitting for the cycle in an MLB game, scoring 50 points in an NBA game, or rushing for 250 yards in an NFL game.
Wow, you went rushing.
So, start bench cut those three. You want me to go first?
Yeah. Actually, I kind of want to go first. No, go for it.
Okay. My homer pick's coming out here. I'm gonna start hitting for the cycle.
Yep.
It's rare. It doesn't happen very often. And so absolutely I gotta start that. And I'm a baseball guy. We know this. So I gotta start hitting for the cycle. These next two are hard. That's what she said. But
Two.
like the next two that we have to decide
No, I get
between.
it, but wait, that's what she said too. The next two are hard. What the fuck? What?
I'm gonna have to go based off of rarity and ha like that it doesn't happen very often. I'm gonna have to bench rushing for 250 yards and cut 50 point games. So, I mean, both insane single game performances.
Yeah.
And so, obviously it'd be great to do any of those, but I'm gonna have to. That's what I'm actually. I'm going to start hitting for the cycle, bench rushing for 250 yards, and cut a 50-point game.
So if we're talking about situations and what I would want to see and what I think are the most electric, I am going to start hitting the cycle just because that is the most difficult and it's, dude, like
Things have to
you know what
work
I'm
out
talking about?
perfect.
Yeah.
Like, because hitting a triple in baseball is not an easy task.
Yeah.
You have to be fast, the ball has to be placed perfectly. Like, it's not an easy task hitting a triple, let alone getting at least four hits in a game and having those four hits all be the four different legs of the cycle. I
Yeah.
mean, it's insane.
I mean,
It's
I feel like
hard to
there's
do.
just that little kid in you and that little happiness when homeboy's 3 for 3 and you're like, damn, this guy needs one more. And he's there.
Wait, he's 3 for 3 with a triple, a single, and a bomb. And y'all, ooh, he hits a
Yeah.
ball in the gap here. You know he's got it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start hitting the cycle. And this is a little bit this is a little bit unlike me. I'm gonna bench a 50-point game. I'm gonna bench a 50-point game just because, dude, like when you're watching basketball, I think right now is really what makes people appreciate basketball is the postseason. Because in my opinion, right next to the NFL and the most competitive postseasons is, dude, postseason basketball is the best. Like it is just a group of guys that are just fighting. And I love it. So I'm gonna bench the 50 point game and I'm gonna cut rushing for 200 yards. If it was like throwing for 600 yards, if it was like throwing for 500 yards, I would probably bench that. Just
And that's
like,
why I made it rushing, was because I knew it would be more difficult on you if I made it rushing.
yeah, if it was passing, then
But I mean, all three of those are amazing accomplishments. But yeah, I went based off of rarity. Like how much praise you'll receive for doing it. I mean, obviously all three of them you're gonna get a ton of praise because they're all crazy things. But I mean the cycle, dude. At least we can agree on that. The cycle would be so sick. I hit for the cycle all the time with my Road to the Show player and MLB the Show.
Yeah. Did
But
you ever hit for the cycle in high school?
no,
Oh,
I
no.
had one hit in high school. But
What was
hey,
it? Was it a
I had
single?
one. It was a single.
Was it a bloop single?
No, a little line drive in the 5-6 hole. Then I got to first. It was actually in San Diego on spring break. Then I got to first.
Did you
Coach
score?
called time. Got me a pinch runner because I'm not fast. But I did get an RBI on that hit. It was an RBI single. And then the runner who pinch ran for me ended up scoring.
Oh,
So,
so technically you scored.
I mean, yeah, for the most, when you think about it that way, I did score. And I got Diamond Dog that game. I got player of the game for my hit because it was like my comeback.
It
It
was your
was,
comeback.
yeah. So I got Diamond Dog that game, which I was dope, which I was hyped about. But anyways, that's all I have for this week. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Caleb?
I don't think so, dude. I like this episode. You
Oh,
cooked.
I had one more comment from Brandon Gorgeous that I wanted to mention. It's not a hot take, it's just straight facts. And he says the Cowboys still suck.
Okay, well, Brandon, do we know who Brandon's NFL team is?
I don't know who Brandon's NFL team is.
Brandon, DM us your NFL team. Because I guarantee it's some bullshit. Like, there's very few teams that you'll be like, oh, I'm this fan. And you'll be like, yeah, I respect it. There's very few. Please come back. Come back, Brandon. Tell me you're a Pittsburgh fan. Please tell me. Tell me you're a Steelers fan. Tell me you're a Browns fan.
Me a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, tell me you're a Chiefs fan, really. can't stand Chiefs fans. I'm cool with the Chiefs, not the Chiefs fans though. But I feel like surprisingly enough, you don't find too many Chiefs fans.
Not around here.
Not around here. I found
No.
my first Commanders fan in the wild.
That's wild. It's like, who was I talking to the other day? Oh, Nevaeh. She works with us at Rawhide. And we were talking to one of the fans about favorite baseball teams. And she looks at him and goes, I'm a Mariners fan. And we both look at her and go, what the hell?
I know a Mariners fan, one, but I guess now two with Nevaeh.
Well, she's from Washington, which makes sense.
Yeah. I've never met a
But
Brewers fan.
do those exist?
It's crazy that there's more A's fans than Brewers fans.
That's another not intimidating sports
The
sportsman.
A's.
No, the Brewers.
Oh, the Brewers. I was gonna say that, but I think it could be intimidating. It depends on how you look at it.
What's a brewer?
I don't know.
They brew beer. It's not intimidating.
What are you talking about, bro?
Bunch of alcoholics? Bunch of 47-year-old alcoholics?
The greatest athlete alive. But that's actually terrifying. Can you imagine a bunch of
Jonathan
drunk
Gills.
guys? Like, can you imagine a guy just freaking 200 pounds and shit face stepping up to the mound and throwing 100 miles per hour fastballs
That would be terrifying. That's a goal of Chapman.
you? Yeah. Wait,
Anyways.
what was, wait, I forgot what I was, what, I just had to bring this up because I was talking about it the other day when we were playing MLB The Show, but there is an old pitcher for the Pirates. Lord knows I won't remember his name, but he pitched on LSD and he pitched a no-hitter while tripping
Oh,
balls on LSD,
I know who
and
you're
they
talking
asked
about.
him how he did it after the game, and he said that the ball was telling him which pitches to throw.
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Can you imagine that, dude? A baseball is telling you, hey, dude, throw gas. Dude, I want a fastball high and in. I want you to just. He said, dude, just throw it up. Honestly, I'll put it where it needs to be.
Anyways, that is all we have for this week. If you have any suggestions on what you want us to talk, what you want us to talk about, you want to give your input on hot takes, or you just want to keep up with the show, go give us a follow on Instagram at Riding the Bench Pod.
Yes, and feel free to DM us your hot takes because I know Jacob's not excited about it. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but here in a couple episodes before the season is over, hot takes is actually going to have a fun little twist on it.
That is.
It's going to have a fun little twist that I'm actually really excited for. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be funny because, I mean, you guys know this. I like to see Jacob suffer.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it.
Yeah, I like to see
Let's
Jacob
just
suffer. I
say.
like to see Jacob suffer so much that the owner of the Visalia Rawhide walked up to me and he goes, "Hey man, I was listening to the podcast. You're kind of a dick to Jacob."
But yeah, hot takes is gonna get hot, literally.
You're hot. What?
Thank you.
Oh.
You wanna do the whole donating spiel?
Yeah, if you guys want to help us expand our show, go donate to the show at rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little donate button. It'll take you to our GoFundMe. You can read a small little baby paragraph about all the stuff that our money's going to go to, or your money's going to go to, sorry. So yeah, feel free to go do that, you know. This show, I know Jacob makes jokes like, hey, all four of you listeners, but we would like it to not be four and we'd like to do more and put more of our time and effort into it to make sure that there are more bench riders.
I forgot I call him
Yeah, there'll
that.
be more bench riders. And I hope all of you who are listening now and all of you that will listen in the future, come along for the ride, dude. We have some good shit in store. Just trust us, just be loyal.
Caleb, now that we're at the end of the episode, I feel like it's okay to reveal to you that this entire episode I have not had any pants on.
You're not serious.
I have underwear on, but I don't have pants on. I woke up at 1 a.m. to record this podcast.
I'm still in my work uniform.
Yeah. So, if you made it to the end of the podcast, go ahead and send us a DM and say no pants.
Yeah, say no
Pantless.
pants.
Pantless. Something like that.
Pantless. And hell, you might just get a Right in the Bench t-shirt.
You just might. But that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, this has been the Ride of the Bench podcast. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
Stay benched, boys.